cliffcentral.com. This is The Digital Influence with Ryan Hogarth. Stories of digital transformation in business, in relationships, and in life.
Welcome to Digital Influence. I'm your host, Ryan Hogarth. And today I'm going to be talking about customer experience. Now, customer experience, looking after customers, has been something that is supposedly important since the start of business. Speakers and strategists and marketers and on have always spoken about we've got to think about our customer. Yet, I think the reason we have to keep speaking about it is the one thing that's always forgotten. In the hurly-burly of doing business, as your business grows, we tend to start focusing on our processes and the complexities of business, and somewhere along the line we lose sight of and focus on our customers. On top of that, given the state of the world now and technology and how customer behavior has changed as a result of their use of technology, the whole concept or idea of customer experience has shifted and evolved, as has everything in business. So today I'm going to be speaking specifically about that, and I have with me Lynn Baker, who is now something of an expert on the customer experience. Now, she's got a long history in business. She's a certified world-class speaking coach, an executive presence consultant, a professional speaker, and a successful businesswoman. And over the last year or so, I think her focus has been on customer experience. So first and foremost, Lynn Baker, thank you for joining me for this short discussion and chat about the customer experience.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Ryan.
Okay, so from your point of view, what's the deal with customer experience? What is it? When we think about the world today as it is and the rapid change and evolution of business and technology, what is customer experience?
Okay, Ryan. Well, let me start at the very beginning and say that, you know what, like you mentioned in the intro, customer service has been an integral part of business since the day business started. Until a few years ago, companies predominantly focused on the aspect of customer service. And what we were saying is that was a very one-dimensional view of looking at our customer. And when we look at service, we're defining that as the one-on-one interaction that traditionally takes place when a waiter is serving a customer at a restaurant or somebody in a retail outlet is serving somebody. Customer service looks at that one-on-one interaction and traditionally has a very one-dimensional view of the customer. Customer experience, on the other hand, defines looking at the customer from a three-dimensional perspective and looking at a customer from the minute that they start even considering using your product or your service or your company or your brand, and engaging with them in a relationship on every single channel that you possibly can, all the way through till the time that they finished either their purchase or their transaction with you. And then not only finishing there, but looking at how do you then extend that relationship to ensure that you get customer advocacy or you get loyalty. So the concept of customer experience has become very big in the last few years. And it's been noted that customer experience is the key point of competitive differentiation moving into the future. And companies who are not focusing on customer experience are probably not going to be around in the next decade. And there were some really interesting stats that came out recently from Gartner. And Gartner, who are a research company, reckoned that 89% of businesses will compete mainly on customer experience by 2017. But what's more interesting is that by 2020, customer experience will overtake price and product as the key brand differentiator for consumers, customers, and business to business. So what's happened is our business and tech-savvy customers are now looking at a lot more than just the one-on-one service interaction, which is a very important part of a customer experience strategy, but it's only one part.
So, okay, so we're essentially moving from service to experience.
Yes.
Which is, you know, if you think of yourself and myself and anybody listening to their own experience, we do want experiences rather than just, I mean, we want great service, obviously, but that the great experience builds up that sort of loyalty or that passion for a brand.
Yes.
So from a practical point of view, because I think if you ask any business leader, CEO or marketing, CMO, whatever it might be, you say, you know, customer experience is important. They go, absolutely. And they've convinced themselves that they're absolutely thinking about it.
Yes.
But they're probably not. How do you challenge someone? How does a business leader go, okay, what is my customer experience and how do I improve it? How do you sort of create that sort of dissonance in their own mind that they really do look at it? Mm. I mean, how would they do that?
Well, you know, Ryan, I think one of the most important things is they have to look at their return on their investment over the last 5 years. And if companies haven't seen a dramatic growth in their business in the last 5 years, it's probably because they're not focusing on the experience. And traditionally what has happened is that leaders of companies have focused on selling and not providing the service. And it's got to start at the top. Customer experience is about creating a cultural change in a business, because there is no point in the marketing manager or the PR manager or the customer service manager pushing an experience when the whole organization is not doing it. So it has to start at the top with the leader. The leader has to turn around and say, we are moving this business into a customer experience orientated business. And the biggest thing that they've got to do, the biggest thing they've got to change, is that traditionally, profit has sat at the center of strategy of any business. And from profit, it's gone out, what do we do from there? What's changed is we have to put the customer at the center of strategy and focus on what they need and how they need it. Once we do that, profit and revenue will follow. And Steve Jobs identified this years ago when he turned around and said, you've got to start with the customer and what they need and what they want and work back to the technology to satisfy their needs. And that has been the core of the success of Apple, is that they don't build technology and push it onto customers and say, this is what we've built, you use it. Apple has traditionally gone out and said to the customer, what do you need? How can we improve your experience? They've then gone back to the technology and created technology that satisfies the needs of their customers. So it's what they call the outside-in philosophy. We've got to start looking what our customers want and change our business in line with satisfying customer needs, and not just driving the business from a focus and philosophy of it's just about profit.
Okay, and then you mentioned, we started by speaking about customer service, which is an important element of it, but not the whole thing. So yes. What then is the customer experience, of which service is an important part?
Okay, well, you know what, Ryan, it's like anything in life. You can go ad infinitum as to what an experience really is. But what's happened is we've culminated it down to some very key points about what companies need to be looking at in terms of the demands of our tech-savvy customers today. And there's actually six of those. The first one is convenience and ease of access. If they get that right, they're on the first rung of the ladder. The second one is what we call customization or personalization. The days of sending out an email to dear sir, dear madam, whoever it may be, are way gone. I'm sure that you go onto Amazon on a regular basis, which I do. And it's very interesting when you're looking at it from a customer experience perspective. When you log onto your Amazon page, if you look at it, on the first page, they address you by name 3 times. Mm. So they go, welcome Lynn, Lynn's account, and then Lynn's favorite books. So what they've done is they're not only addressing me from a visual perspective, personally saying, hi Lynn, welcome back. They're going, okay Lynn, well, based on the books that you've read before, these are the books you would be interested in now. Mm. So personalization is not just about saying, hi, Lynn. Mm. It's using those algorithms which are available today to personalize the experience. The other company that is doing this so well is Airbnb. And I'll give you a great example. So sort of this time last year, I was looking at going to Thailand on holiday for Christmas. So I went onto Airbnb and I put in what I was looking for. So I wanted a 3-bedroom villa near the beach. This was my budget. This was the area. And I did some surfing. And I woke up the next morning and there was a specific message from Airbnb saying, "Good morning, Lynn. Thank you so much for using Airbnb. Based on your criteria, we think we found exactly the villa that you're looking for in Koh Samui within your budget." And I opened it, and it was exactly what I was looking for. So it's the intelligent use of data that's driving the personalized experience. And we've got to learn to be doing that a lot more.
All right. So we have ease of access, convenience, customization or personalization.
Yeah. Then it's the customer service or customer relationship management. And I think this is one of the key aspects that companies need to be looking at, because years ago, it was really just the personalized one-on-one service. Then companies sort of went into panic mode and took all of their CapEx and put it into technology. Mm. Let's drive technology. But technology can only do so much. There has to be a human element as well. Mm. And in that context, I always talk about my bank, which is RMB Private Bank. And they give me everything that I need in terms of a technology and efficiency service. However, there are times when I need help that that platform can't give to me. Mm-hmm. And the reason I stay with them is because of the relationship I have with my private banker. He knows me and he's able to assist me when the technology can't. Mm. And that's why companies really need to be finding the fine line between offering technology and the human element.
Okay. So that's number three. Number four.
Okay. The next one is what I call perceived value. Mm-hmm. Again, customers' perception of value has changed. 10 years ago, all we looked at was price. Today, customers are looking at, well, I want to get a fair price and I want to be able to get rewards for that as well. Mm. So for instance, I use takealot.com to buy a lot of my things. It offers me the convenience and ease of access. And when I get on there, I know I'm getting a fair price. I pay for it with my credit card and then I get e-bucks. So the perception of what value is has changed and we need to be meeting all of those criteria.
Okay.
And lastly, the big thing now is corporate social investment or social responsibility. People generally now want to be dealing with companies who are socially responsible. And if you look at the Unilevers of this world, they're looking very closely. All their advertising campaigns are focused on how they're looking after the environment. Mm. Body Shop, for instance, have cruelty-free products. And today's society has become hugely conscious of the impact that we're having on the environment and the people around us as consumers. And companies need to be looking at this very closely because they are being judged by their customers on how socially responsible they really are.
All right, because I think we start to see then the point you were making at the beginning, which is this is a business-wide cultural initiative, because it's not, you can't isolate the customer experience in marketing or in sales or in one department. And it's like that with every activity in an entire business today, because every part of your business is a marketing touch point. It's a public touch point. It's a customer touch point, whether, you know, from your invoicing to the way you behave in public and so on. So I guess to, you know, if we were to sum this all up, I mean, I don't think it comes as a massive surprise that customer service, customer experience should be at the heart of your business. I mean, that's been true in theory in business for as long as there has been business. But an interesting aspect of the technologically driven world we live in now is that the more technology we have, the greater we need to know and understand people.
Yes.
And the way they use it, how they use it, the way they behave using technology. And I guess our customers are just smarter and a lot more clever than they were before, and we need to understand that, recognize that, and change ourselves.
Mm. Well, you know, the basic philosophy around customer service is that basically the power of the customer has shifted. You know, whereas corporates used to have the power, customers now have the power. Compliments of technology, compliments of the fact that they can get information at the click of a button. And consumers have the power to make decisions about whether they're going to use your business or not. And they do that in a split second. So we've got to have the customer at the forefront of everything that we do.
All right. My guest today has been Lynn Baker, talking about customer experience. If you want to know more about what Lynn does, what she speaks about it, how she can help your business start thinking about the customer journey, the customer experience, and how to improve yours, you should be getting hold of Lynn, which I assume is fairly easy to do, Lynn.
It certainly is. You can either get me on my website, which is lynn@executivepresence.co.za, or I'm also very proudly represented by a unique speaker bureau. And for my speaking assignments, you can get hold of them on Johannesburg 011 465 4410.
All right, that has been Lynn Baker. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ryan.
You just listened to The Digital Influence with Ryan Hoyt. CliffCentral.com.